Here's a tale about a couple who moved to Costa Rica from Seattle, Washington. They love coffee, and they actually bought a coffee plantation. They worked over 2 years to create a new strain of coffee that had a very soothing effect on people. It made them fall asleep, the exact opposite of what most coffee does. Once upon a time in the bustling city of Seattle, Washington, there lived a couple named Sarah and Mark. They were two adventurous souls who shared an insatiable passion for coffee. Their lives revolved around the rich aroma, the comforting warmth, and the deep flavors of this beloved beverage. But as they sipped their cups of joe in the rainy Pacific Northwest, they dreamt of a life closer to the origins of their favorite brew. One day, while browsing through travel magazines and coffee blogs, Sarah stumbled upon an article about coffee plantations in Costa Rica. The lush landscapes and the promise of living amidst coffee trees and their heavenly fragrance ignited a spark in her heart. She showed the article to Mark, and their destiny seemed to be set immediately. With enthusiasm and determination, they decided to embark on a grand adventure. They sold their cozy Seattle home, packed their belongings, and boarded a plane to Costa Rica. It was a leap of faith, a journey to fulfill their wildest coffee dreams. Upon arriving in Costa Rica, they immersed themselves in the vibrant culture and the captivating scenery. The local coffee farms welcomed them with open arms, and it didn't take long for Sarah and Mark to find their own piece of coffee paradise. They purchased a quaint coffee plantation nestled in the fertile hillsides of the country. Their journey was far from easy, though. The couple spent over 2 years learning the art of coffee cultivation, studying the nuances of different coffee bean varieties, and experimenting with unique growing techniques. They became intimate with the seasons, the weather patterns, and the complex chemistry of the coffee plants. Every day was a labor of love, and the rich aroma of freshly roasted coffee beans became their daily companion. Wow, I love it. Then one sunny afternoon, as Sarah was inspecting a particularly lush section of their plantation, she noticed something unusual. A group of coffee trees, isolated from the rest, bore beans of a peculiar shade and size. Mark joined her, and together they harvested the beans from those trees specifically, and the beans had a unique, almost magical quality. Their aroma was subtle, yet enchanting, and they seemed to have a calming effect when brewed into a cup of coffee. Well, Sarah and Mark, they couldn't believe their luck. They decided to dedicate themselves to perfecting this newfound strain of coffee. They carefully cultivated these special coffee trees, isolated, of course, from the rest, and experimented with different processing methods. They named their creation Dream Sip Coffee. I like it. Because to their astonishment, it had an incredibly soothing effect on those who tasted it. People who drank Dream Sip Coffee found themselves becoming relaxed and drowsy, often nodding off into a peaceful nap. Word of this extraordinary coffee soon spread throughout the region, and visitors from near and far came to experience the unique magic of Dream Sip Coffee. The couple's plantation became so popular for coffee enthusiasts, tourists, and even those seeking a moment of tranquility in their busy lives. As the years passed, Sarah and Mark's coffee plantation, well, it flourished, and they achieved their dream of creating a coffee with a truly soothing effect. Their journey from Seattle to Costa Rica had not only brought them closer to their beloved coffee bean, but had also allowed them to share the enchantment of Dream Sip Coffee with the world. In the heart of the Costa Rican coffee country, they actually had discovered a kind of magic that could make people's worries melt away, one cup at a time. Hey, Pura Vida, and thanks for listening. If you need a reason to come to Costa Rica, then seriously, come for the coffee. There's over 40,000 coffee plantations in Costa Rica, and many of them have tours, and I would suggest to you that you for sure book a tour on a coffee plantation. It's a sight to see. You will finally know how and why and where and when and Who is responsible for that wonderful morning brew that you have every day? Hey, thanks for listening. We really appreciate your time today, and we're going to see you tomorrow, same time.